欢迎来到思辨新闻英语，我是 Jason Lee。 今天是2020年8月28日，今天我们来聊聊找工作的新闻。今天新闻英语的全文是这样子的 Full-time jobs hard to come by for first-time seekers. August 26th, CNA.More than half of those fresh out of school in Taiwan this year are still looking for full-time jobs, with which they are satisfied, according to the result of a survey released by job search website Yes123 Tuesday. Citing the result of a survey conducted from August 5 to 18, 59.1% of the 1,238 respondents were still looking for work, while only 40.9% had found a job, Yes123 said. Among those who have not found full-time employment, 71% had yet to find a job, while 29% were unhappy with their new jobs and had already quit to look for another job, according to the survey. On average, first-time job seekers send out an average of 20 letters before getting a job interview and went through 5.4 interviews before getting an offer, the survey showed.That means first-time job seekers on average have to submit 108 resumes before they land a job. Yes, 123 spokesperson Yang Zhongbing said. The survey also revealed the psychological impact on job seekers, with 90.3% of the respondents citing economic factors as the main pressure, Yes123 said. Responding to a multiple choice question on how they overcome their economic difficulties, 70.2% said they are supported by parents or relatives, while 50.2% live onpersonal saving, the survey showed. In addition, 38.8% had to take part-time jobs. As a result, 14.4% had to pawn personal belongings, and 6.6% were able to secure loans from financial institutions, the survey showed.The survey had a confidence level of 95% and a margin of error of plus or minus 2.79 percentage points. Yes123 said. 整篇新闻的内容大意是说8月26号的时候有一则新闻来自 CNA, 就是中央社。根据求职网站 Yes123,在星期二发布的一项调查结果，他发现今年呢，台湾有一半以上刚从学校毕业的学生还在找一个他们喜欢的一个圈子的工作。那他们调查的时间是从8月5号到18号这段时间，受访的有1238名，其中呢有 59.1% 的人还在找工作，然后大概有 40.9% 的人找到工作了。在那些没有找到全职工作的人里面，有 71% 的还没有找到工作，另外则有 29% 的人对自己的新工作相当的不满意，所以已经辞职准备去找另一份工作了。那根据调查显示呢，大概平均第一次求职的人能够接受面试的机会之前，他就已经要至少要送20封信，要寄出20封信，然后在被录用之前也必须经过5.4次的面试， Yes 123的发言人杨忠斌说，这意味着代表第一次找工作的人必须平均要寄出108份的履历表才有可能找得到工作。那在调查当中也有显示出对于找工作的人的心理影响，90%以上的人是觉得经济因素是最主要的压力来源。那问到说他们是如何克服经济上的困难的时候，大约有70%的人认为是他们从亲戚和爸爸妈妈那边得到经济的支持，那50%的人左右是靠自己之前存下来的储蓄来在生活，勉强生活。那大约有38%左右的人不得不赶快得找个零工去打个工。然后有的人14%的人左右的人是拿自己的东西去当，然后去换钱，或者是去获得那种救济啊。这一篇英文新闻里面呢，我比较不会的单字只有一个，就是 pawn 自己的一些个人的物品啊，然后去当换金钱。那在对于这个第一次找工作的这个新闻里面呢，我们可以来思考一个议题，就是为什么现在对于第一次求职找工作会这么困难，得要平均寄出100多封的履历表才有可能找得到工作呢？政府可以怎么解决呢？ Why is it so difficult for first-time job seekers to find a job now that it takes an average of more than 100 resumes to get a job? What can the government do?My opinion is that, first of all, it is related to the impact of this year's epidemic, which has led many companies to reduce vacancies. Because of fewer orders and the reduced workloads, they have also reduced the number of new employees. Secondly, I think Taiwan's education needs to focus on educating students how to know him or herself and understand the importance of working to make money. In this way, graduate school students or job seekers will work hard to strengthen themselves when they are students so that their knowledge and interest can make money to support themselves.It is an indisputable fact that job hunting is difficult now. Therefore, the solution that the government can do is to formulate a work card system. For me, this is my opinion. A work card system is similar to a health insurance card with experience and expertise in cheap recording work.After logging in the work card information by local government labor units or the online human bank, job seeker can quickly assign jobs and vacancies, so you can avoid job seekers from having to find a job very hard and have to spend a lot of time rewriting several resumes. 以上是我的看法以及解决的方法。如果你们有更可行的好方法，不要害羞，请分享出来，或许可以帮助到未来更多需要帮助的人。让我们一起来让台湾变得更友善，更好居住，更好找到适合自己的工作。 See you next time.